Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the Neobrahmi Generation Panel Call on the 20th of September 2018. In the call, we have Abhijit, Muhammad Abdulhaq Anu, Bhavanaja, Akshat, Kudip, Udaya, Veena, and Pittinan. Over to you, Professor Udaya.
We have five or six, about six agenda items, and we can begin with the public comments that have already been received for Devanagari, Gurumukhi, and Gujarati, followed by another set of public comments received for Kannada, Telugu, and Odia scripts. So over to you, Pittinan. Now you can summarize what comments have come, what kind of comments have come for Devanagari, Gurumukhi, and Gujarati.
Okay, let me share the files. I'm not sure if you see the screen now, but let me share it. Okay, so for now, let me just go through the comment for Devanagari, Gurumukhi, and Gujarati. We have so far four messages. This is just a quick overview because the public comment will be closed tonight, earlier time, so it's not closed yet. But I just want to go give us some idea. And after this, within 2 weeks, we will produce the report. So probably next week, we will have to meet again to finalize how the GP wants to respond to each comment. Okay? So for the first one, we get from Sanjeev Goyal from mitsu.in. So he has some comments between the two visual similarity.parat. And he just wants to point out that this could be confusing and it should need some attention. But so far it seems like it's probably be handled by the LGR. So that's first comment. Would you like to, do you see the screen or you just hearing?
Actually, I am not able to open my screen. There is some problem with connection on this side.
Okay, no problem.
But anyway,
so I will
those who can see the screen, those who can see the screen can make this comment.
Okay. So let me pause a little while just to see if there any response from the room. And in the meantime, I'm calling out to Shanmugam.
Akshat must have seen more.
Yeah, can I come in?
Yeah, please.
Yes, Akshat.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm unable to see the screen. I'm driving right now. So my sound can also be a bit choppy, but I'll try to be as brief as possible. I have seen the Mitsu comment, actually. And they're talking about a domain name, news.bharat, where probably the is with nukta and without nukta. I'm yet to take a microscopic look at the two strings that he has suggested. But they are like the character to be variant with the character with nukta. I guess that can be easily handled by the similarity assessment panel. Otherwise, more or less it is clearly handleable in terms of the way we have formulated the variants. So I think there is nothing much to add another action towards this comment.
Hi, this is Abhijit. May I say something?
Yes, Abhijit.
Yeah, so I've also just made a comment on the chat, and that is that this is like spelling news with a Z. you know, it essentially doesn't make a big difference. I'm Akshat completely. I'm going to go on mute again. I agree with Akshat completely. And I know that, sir.
Sorry, Abhijit, was your comment directed at me? I couldn't catch the mute. Stop it.
So, what I said was that it is the NOCTA variation between news and news. And my comment was that this is like spelling news with a Z.
I am yet to go through the microscopic view of what the two things have been suggested, which is the same consonant variants with same consonant followed by NOCTA. That kind of variant, I guess we have not taken care of in the HGR, because that is a pure case of visual similarity, which is probably string similarity panel will any which way catch up. So I guess that is going to get handled one way or the other. I guess that is something like the Z and S that you are saying. It's the news written without NOCTA and the news written with NOCTA below the Z.
Exactly. Yeah. Signal, go ahead, please. That's all we have to say.
Okay. Thank you. Now the second one is for NPI corporations. Is to say grateful that the Devanagari script has included Nepali and Hindi. And the sender regards. So let's move on. The next one is posted by Samad, but it's on behalf of Vivek Kanapani. So he has attached the comments. I haven't attached his list of comments here. But so far he is agree with the work. But I will summarize what we post in his attached files in our reports for discuss next time. Okay. And then the next one is from Asmus, which is one of our integration panels. So he has a comment between Devanagari and with including the Visarga as the variant between Devanagari and Bengali and Bangla. So for what he has seen so far in both proposal, the Devanagari in the public comment versions and the Bangla, the current version that he saw, the definition are not the same.
Hi, Shibinam, can I come in on this?
Yes, please.
He also mentioned that. Sorry.
Yeah. So the comment by Asmus was that probably Bengali LGR mentions the Visarga to be variants with one another. Probably, I don't know exactly at what place. And Devanagari doesn't. But actually, there was a consensus between Devanagari and Bengali panel that since there is a stark different distinction between the way Visarga is represented in Devanagari and Bengali. Like in case of Devanagari, it is a fully filled circles, whereas in case of Bengali, those are hollow circles. So Visarga at least can be clearly differentiated. So we had made a call that we are not going to include that as a variant. Now, Asmus's comment is that regardless of whether it has to be included or excluded, there has to be some reference to it in the LGR. If you exclude it, you can just add it into the appendix and probably put this as a reason why you are not consider this to be a normative variant and putting it in an appendix. Or if we end up taking a call that we have to include this, then he wants us to include it. So probably for this comment, we'll need to do some change in the LGR in terms of elaborate. I think Atyur may also be able to pitch in on this. I guess from Devanagari side, I think we did not add it as a normative variant and just, however, add it in the appendix.
Thank you, Akshat. Anil, please. You have raised hand. Hi, Anu. If you are speaking, we cannot hear you.
You know, these things, I think we can take care of once we meet in the next week to decide what to do with each of these comments. So he's already given his opinion. So let us look at it very carefully next time when we are having a discussion.
Okay.
Specifically to the Devanagari changes, what changes we need to make.
Okay, sure. So then I will move on to the next set, Kannada, Telugu, and Oriya. So we have 5 comments.
Is there anything on the Gujarati? Any comment on Gujarati?
So far we don't have anything on Gujarati.
Okay.
Or Gurmukhi.
Gurmukhi also? No.
So no. Okay.
Alright, then we'll go to the next item.
Okay. So we have received 5 comments for this set. The first one from Shantina Silahati. So just to comment that, agree, and let's make Kannada domain. So that's a positive response for Kannada proposal. Pavanacha, would you like to come in? I see you're speaking.
Yeah, I saw that. There's nothing to say. It's a good thing. I appreciate it. Even Vikas Agri, actually, myself and Vikas Agri, we had a personal discussion with complete LGR. I had clarified some of his doubts. And we discussed on the zero width joiner, non-joiner issue also. We fully read that. Yes, okay, fine. Now the only issue is about that cross-script variant between Kannada, Telugu and Sinhala.
Louder, please, can't hear it.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Better.
Who can hear, who cannot? Hello?
Yes?
Hello, hi, we can hear you. Can you also state your name for the record?
Okay, Pavanaja here. I hope everyone can hear me now.
Yeah, this is still better.
I'm speaking very close to the microphone now. Okay. Regarding that Shantinath Shirahati's comment, there is nothing to say. We should appreciate only. And regarding Vikas Hegde's comment, he says the document is fine, only about zero width joiner and non-joiner. He is also supporting and agreeing with what I have written. Maybe in future we should request for allowing the zero width non-joiner, but with that same philosophy as I mentioned, how to ignore with and without, very similar to what we Microsoft Word uses when it is zero width joiner and non-joiners are used in the spell check, it ignores that. The same philosophy can be used here, that's what he says. And as Asmus Freitag's comment, I think we should now think Telugu, Kannada, and we should come and discuss now on this. Pandeji, Gangadhar Pandey, hello, are you hearing?
Hello, hello Pranaja, this is Jamal Maheshwar Rao. Yeah.
Tell me sir, have you gone through that issue, Kannada, Telugu, Simhala?
Just
what is your opinion on that?
I'm looking at Rayanna case rises to the level of here. Yeah, that's what our earlier observation that Rayanna in Sinhalese.
Correct.
Kind of a variant, that should be appreciated, but IP said not really. Okay, now we have to take a look at it and then review it again. Yes.
What do you suggest? Should we agree with IP or we
yeah,
should stick to our stand?
Maybe I think we should review that one by saying the Rayana, that is the raw letter of
yeah.
Sinhali.
But look-wise, it is similar to Kannada and Telugu Ra, right?
Right.
It looks very similar.
Yeah. Very
Kannada
similar,
and Telugu
right.
Ra.
Exactly.
But how IP says that it's better to remove? On what basis?
The next piece is, we will come back with some sort of related comment.
Should we, Pitinan, should we suggest to have a separate conference call on between Kannada, Telugu and Simwala for this? Or should we agree simply with IP?
Yes, yes, I can arrange that as well.
Hello.
Hello. But will it be delaying the whole process if we simply going on meeting again and again? Will it be delaying the whole process?
Now we will accept that there is the Ra must be recognized as a variant of the script between Kannada, Telugu, and Sinhalese. Yes.
No, but IP suggests to drop it, right?
Yeah, the IP says, but the public comments is that okay, maybe. Yes. I'm doing some GPs and credit and page.
When will the clash between the IP comments and the public perception?
I think it's not the question. If the meeting will be there,
the process.
Rao Garu, can you talk a little louder?
Yes, what I was trying to say, the public comment says that it shall be reviewed. The IP comment on Ra letter as a variant must be reviewed, and it should be reviewed in a positive way, so that, what they say is encourage the Neo-Brahmi group, the panel, to review the matter. That means we should actually put it back. Yes. In my opinion, I think it should be included.
Yeah, okay. So what shall we say that we have decided to include? Or we shall have separate, shall we have one more meeting between Kannada, Telugu and Simala?
No, it doesn't require actually. It doesn't require. Earlier, we have included that one.
Yes.
We'll put it back.
Correct. Okay, fine.
Yes. Right.
Okay, I'm okay with you, Rao Garu, whatever you say.
Yes. Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you. You can go ahead. The next Odia and all.
Okay.
All right. The next one is from Ganesh Chandra Singh. This is for Odia.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, yes. If would you like to come in? And I think your mic is off. So if you're not speaking, can you press star 6? Thank you.
I can hear background sound somewhere. Should I start this call for Odia?
I think we hear you. Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, there is a comment from Ganesh Chandra Singh saying that it is nice to know that domain names will be soon available in Odia. So this is one positive comment which we have released, and there is no suggestion for improvement. And second comment we have from Nishita Ranjan Das. There is a positive comment that I'm really happy to know ICANN is including both BO and WO and a couple of letters which is available for them to use. And it also says it's a great work that no person should be disappointed while asking for domain name of their choice. So this is Nishita Ranjan Das commented. So both of them are positive comments on ODI LGR.
Thank you, Kudi. We have the question in the chat.
I have a question.
Yeah.
And that is that was with this spoken, sir. Can you just speak a little bit about the specific thing that he said about nukta, about representing the various consonants? Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Can you come again, please? I couldn't hear properly. I could hear about nukta, I think, and there is a question about nukta. Can you please come again?
So, Mr. Ganesh Chandra Singh has made one comment in the last sentence saying, as such, the provision by ICANN to use nukta for various consonants as a few will enable to precisely all those languages which use Odia script. Do you think that they should fall within the Odia script and the use of the nukta in, you know, in the pure Odia form? Just comment a little bit. I have no argument, but I just want to hear what you have.
Yes, yes. Actually, in a couple of places like Kokhogo, we still use nukta, and that is what he has mentioned. That it has been included, so they are happy to have it in their TLD.
Thank you, sir. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so that's all the comments from the two set so far.
No, Tamil.
So. Right. So shall we move on to the next one? Updating the status for Tamil and Malayalam proposal.
Dr. Shanmugam there?
Yes. Dr. Shanmugam, can you hear us? Would you like to come in for...
Yeah, now I'm able to hear. Am I audible? Yeah, this is Shanmugam. Am I audible now?
Yes, yes.
Yes, loud and clear.
Yeah, actually, you see, as per the IT recommendations, we have made all those editorial changes. We had some concerns about the table which has been, suggested by IT. They have considered on the Malayalam LGR document, which says, I think it is 5.1, I guess. Am I right, Katrin? It is 5.1. They have suggested to introduce some core sequences which are already part of our variant analysis. But in that sentence, they have, in the description, they have written something like, these core sequences have been used in the variants and WLA rule, like that. So myself and Akshat had a discussion yesterday, and we got confused with why they have used the term called WLA, because in Tamil LGR, all those code sequences has nothing to do with our WLA, because we have not included anything in the WLA, especially for these kind of sequences and all. So that was our doubt. So I think we can discuss about this. So it seems like we decided we will not include this WLE word in that particular description. So we have written the core sequence in the below table. We have the core sequences defined in the variant section. That is the one change we have brought. But we can discuss about this if we want to take this discussion. I think Akshit is also there. Akshit, you can also share your view on the same.
Hi, this is Pitinan. I'd like to come in.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I also have discussed with Shanmugam. This is for the record. So, I think the IP intent to say is whatever sequences is used in the proposal, either in variants or in the WLE sections, it should be defined as the sequence for point in repertoire section, and that's all.
So it should be introduced as a separate section like Malayalam LGR, right?
So it should be introduced as a separate section like Malayalam LGR, right?
Sorry, I heard the echo. I didn't catch it. Can you come again?
Yeah, just like as IP suggested, we have added that. So it should be added as a separate section like Malayalam LGR, how they have added it after the repertoire section.
Oh, yes, yes. That should be the case.
But we have removed this word, right? WLU word we have removed.
No, I mean what to be added is the section for the sequence, if it's being used in variant or in WLE rules. In the case of Tamil, there is no sequences used in WLE, so that's just fine. So we can just define the sequences that is used in variant section, which on the last updated version that we share on the NVGP just right before the meeting is already do the edit.
Yeah, I think we have removed this word, I guess, from the last version.
Yep.
As per our discussion we had in the morning.
So for the next step for Tamil, I guess it's ready for the public comment release. Now we still have to use a few days with the communication team and the IT team to post the files and everything on the website. So I would propose we release on maybe 25th of September, next Tuesday. I would like to hear some comment if that's the day that agreeable for NDGP.
Yeah, that is as per our plan, right?
Professor Udaya, I cannot hear you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you one question. This is in the context of Kannada, Telugu, as well as the other cases. Wherever there is a difference of opinion, you know, IP is saying something, and then from public comments, we are getting some other kind of suggestion. Do we have to again go back to IP for with the argument strengthened with public comments saying that, look, this is what is being suggested, so what do you feel? Is that something we need to do?
Basically, the first step is to respond to the public comment first. Whatever feedback we got, the NBGP should provide some feedback, either acknowledge, agree, or disagree with some explanation. So that's the first thing. And if there is any changes, it can still be two ways. If the change is the minor and is already explained in the report that we respond, it is maybe can just go forward, move forward to the integration phase. But if the change is substantive or turns out we have to wait for maybe some other panels to finish their work, then it's possible that it can be on hold or it has to go through another round of public comment. But from what I see, I don't think we will have that substantive changes.
Okay. So is there something that Dina has to say?
I think that's all for
the
yes, please, Abhijit.
I have a small question. Yeah, so everyone satisfied with the public review, right? Because you know this is something that tends to be critical. You know, because once this goes ahead and missed anything, then you know all our reputations are on the line. So I just wanted to be sure that we are fine on that. That's all.
Right. Right. This is Pitinan. So far, what we discussed is very preliminary. It's not formal yet. This because one reason is the public comment is not closed formally at the moment. So we still might have more feedback coming in. And the way that we respond is I will have to prepare the proper document for all of us to review and make sure that all the text that we respond is as our intent and careful. So this is just an informal discussion, but later on, within 2 weeks, after the public comment is closed, then we will have to release a formal document again.
Thank you, Pekin, and I agree. Thank you.
Okay. So shall we move to Malayalam?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Hi, everyone. The status of Malayalam is that we have incorporated all the changes suggested in the final feedback from IP. And so I think we are ready to move to public comment. So we're looking forward to that very soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Vina. This is Pitinan. So I'd like to come in. In the same way, we plan to release together with Tamil. So the date is probably 25th of September. I'd like to hear some response. Okay.
So are you saying on 25th of September, Tamil and Malayalam will go for public comment?
Yes, yes. That would be the plan.
Okay.
So just a quick comment on that. Because of at the beginning we plan to have these three set overlapping during the public comment. But however the first two set is closing today and tomorrow. So I also would like to discuss is it possible if we extend the public comment for the first two sets, maybe a week or maybe 10 days more, to make it overlap with the 25th release of the other two. And what would be the extended date, if you could suggest me.
Okay.
So if we extend to have it overlap about a week, then it should change to be ended around early October, so probably 3 or 4 October.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I'm fine with that from Devanagari and Gujarati side. This is Akshat. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Akshat. Sure. Good.
All right. So 25th of September will be release of Tamil and Malayalam public comment, and we will extend the first two sets to the 3rd of October.
Yep, that will work.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Abhijit has a comment in the chat, request for the 5th of October. Abhijit, would you like to explain more?
I'm not going to be available that week. I just want to be around for that part. I will be back on the 4th, 5th. It would be fantastic. You don't have to listen. I mean, if whatever works for everybody, that's not a problem. If you say 4th is work for everybody, then it's okay. Or 3rd.
Thank you, Abhijit. Professor Udaya, could you please finalize the date for us?
Now the next month, the 5th agenda.
5th is Friday.
Okay.
whatever works for everyone. It's not a problem.
So would you like to make it 8 or something?
Yes, yes.
Monday?
If we can finalize the date of September, yes.
Monday 8th?
This is Monday 8th? Okay, sure. Okay, so I will extend the first two batch to Monday the 8th. And probably that following Thursday on 11th, we will have the meeting again to discuss the final list of comments. Okay,
yeah.
Then let's move to the next agenda.
Yes.
So we would like to have some update from Dhaka meeting for Bangla script. We have Mohammad Haq Agnu here. So would you like to come in, please? Please go ahead, Anu. Hello, Anu, can you hear us? Can you type in the chat if you hear us or not?
Is his line on or is it disconnected?
It seems like he's still on and he's trying to connect via phone, so let's wait for a few minutes.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Yeah.
Hi, Anu.
Hello, Pritilan. Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, yes, we can hear
you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Good evening. Basically, Bangladesh government and Bangladesh expert, we are working to create a Bangla LGR document. But thank you for that. Basically, I can arrange this meeting. Very soon, we are update our recommendation and our observation. Thank you. Thank you, President. Hello.
So, has there been any further progress? during the meeting.
Hello?
On 4th September?
Yeah. 4th September, and meeting minutes right now is published. When meeting minutes is published, we are circulated to you very soon.
Okay. So, Pithinan, right now we only know that work is going on in Bangladesh. Further work is going on the same document.
Yeah.
And we are yet to receive the meeting minutes. Once the minutes are there, then we will sit down and once again we have to meet. Maybe some one day, especially for Mangla, we have to do that.
Okay, certainly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Once the minute is ready, kindly share with us, and then we'll set the meeting.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So I guess that's everything on the agenda for us today.
Is there any other matter?
Professor? Not really. Oh, I might have one quick comment. So in the coming ICANN 63 in the late October, Dr. Ajay will be there to present the update from NBGP. So probably in our next meeting, we also have to review the PowerPoint that will be used there as well. So that's just to inform everybody about a heads up. That's all. Thank you.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So if we are done, then we would like to thank everybody.
Okay.
Thank
you,
everyone.
Close the meeting for today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.